that since the Mishnah says that you start mentioning the Shailah, Bishas the Geshem, so the Havminu is again the Askar is also only at the end of Sukkis, like the Yeshua says, Mishas Anachosai means you start on Shemini Atzeres. Rav answers back clearly, no, that Afilu Temer Rebbe Eliezer, our Mishnah could even go according to Rebbe Eliezer. Even though Rebbe Eliezer says we start to mention the Askar, Masha, Baruch, Amar, Nagoshem on the first day of Sukkis, the Mishnah says, Shailah, to ask for Geshem, we first do after Sukkis. There's no stira. I'll tell you, Shailah Lechud, the Askar Lechud. Shailah, to really ask for Geshem, to say the same Talamot Levrocha, that you have to do first after Sukkis. But Haskara, just to mention, to give praise to Hashem, that Hashem is the one that's Masha Baruch, Amar Nagoshem, that you can do even the first day of Sukkis also. There's no stira here, that can be done the first day. Vayter of Yehudu, why in their rival of Ne'ateva? Rabbi Yehuda says it's like this, that the first one that goes down to the table we had on Shemini Atzeres, he still says Masha, he doesn't say it. But the one that's Davin Musif, he's the one that says Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshem. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said at the end of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda again, Oivel of Ne'ateva, Biyom Tav Achron Shachar, the one that goes down to Davin on Shemini Atzeres, is the Achron, the one that says Musif, Maskir, he starts saying Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshem. Harishon, the one that Davin Shachris, and a Maskir, doesn't mention Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshem. And Biyom Tav Rishon Shal Pesach, by Pesach it says the Mishnah just the opposite, that Harishon Maskir, the one that still Davin Shachris on Pesach, does say Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshem. But Achron, the one that davens Musaf on the first day of Pesach, ain't a masker. That's when we start saying Merit Atol, the Svadim, Rakopon, and we stop saying Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshem. That's what the Mishnah says. So Merit says, Ruminu, I have a kasha now on this. We have a din that Ad Mosai Sherle Mesek Hashomim. Until when do we start saying Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshem? Until how long do we continue saying it? And Rashi says, "Besayf yimaisek shomim." When is the end of the rainy season? Like, when do we stop saying "Masha Baruch Amar Lagoshim"? When do we stop? So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ad sheyavra Pesach," until after the Pesach goes away, the whole Pesach. So it's a stira. And the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says that the one that davens Musaf the first day of Pesach, he stops saying "Masha Baruch Amar Lagoshim." And here in the Brisa it says Rabbi Yehuda says that "Ad sheyavra Pesach," until the whole Pesach passes by. So it's a stira. Rashi, the Armina Kol Chalos Shemayin, the same Talamotar, that the whole Chalomayin of Pesach we still mention same Talamotar. So Chutz Astira, later Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says at Shiyarva Nisan, you keep on saying even the same Talamotar the whole Chodesh Nisan. After Chodesh Nisan, that's when you stop saying it. And we'll soon see why. How do we know the reason? Next Mishnah tells the reason why. So Chutz Astira, Rav Chizah, says like Kasha, tell you maybe there's no stira here. Like Kasha. Kan lishoil, kan lahaskir. That there's a difference to one is Shiloh, when do we just mention Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshim, and kan lahaskir. No, kan lishoil means when do we ask? When do we ask for the same Talamot Levrochom? We continue asking throughout the whole Pesach, or else through the whole Chodesh Nisan. That's what Yehudi says in the Braisa. That throughout the whole Pesach, even during Chol HaMoed, still you say the same Talamot Levrochom. Or the kan lahaskir. That our Mishnah says, that you stop saying Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshim on the first day of Pesach, that's Lahaskir. Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshim, true. You only say it until the first day of Pesach, Shachris. But when it comes Musaf ready, we stop saying it. That's how Reb Chizda wants to answer. Kamat, what it means, Meisel Shoyil V'yozel. We keep on asking for Geshem throughout Chol HaMoed, or according to Ramei, throughout the whole Chodesh of Nisan. Lahaskir, but how long do we keep on mentioning Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshem? That's beyond the Rishon Pesach. We stop saying Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshem, like our Mishnah says, on the first day of Pesach. That's Reb Chizda's teretz. There's no stira in Reb Yehuda, even though in the Mishnah of Yehuda says you stop on Pesach, and the Brisa says you stop after Pesach, our Mishnah means you stop saying Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshem. The Haskara we stop saying on the first day of Pesach by Musaf. How long do we keep on saying the same Talamot during Chol HaMoed when we say Tefillas Chol? The whole Chol HaMoed you still say it. Amar Ulu, Ulu asks back, how could that be? Amar Ulu, hold the Rav Chizda, that the Rav Chizda wants to answer this teretz, kasha, it's so shver, it's so hard to understand, kechaymet lishanayim, like vinegar is bad for the teeth, ucha'oshem lenayim, and like smoke is bad for the eyes. In other words, you're not saying a good teretz here. How could that be? Umar b'mokam shein neshoyel, Maduch in the place when we don't ask the same Talamot Levrocha. We don't beg yet for Geshem. So one way you can learn Pasha the means, on the during Sukkot itself, that during Sukkot itself, of course, we don't say Shaila. Still Maskir, still we start early to say Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshim, according to Tanakhama, the Mishnah, or even on Yom Tif itself, on Shemini Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres, we already start saying Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshim. But Shoyim, when do we start asking for Geshem? We have to wait till Chol, till a weekday davening, till we say Baruch Aleinu, and at Baruch Aleinu we say the same Talamot Lebracha. So we start the Haskara before we ask. Say, if so, B'mokim Sheshoel, if you want to tell me now that during Chol HaMoed of Pesach, you're telling me now Rabbi Yehuda holds, that you do say the same Talamot Lebracha, you do ask for Geshem, Eino Din Shiei Maskir, isn't it for sure a svara that you still should be maskil, still be mentioning Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshim? In other words, we start saying Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshim before we start saying the Shaila. So Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshim, we say even longer. So if you tell me now that during Chol HaMoed Pesach you do have to say Shaila, you do have to ask in saying Talamot L'Vrochon, you do have to say, so how could it be that you don't have to say the Askara of Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshim? It doesn't make any sense, Rav Chizkiya Teretz. So the Chura, there's still a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. And now a Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says that you stop saying Mashu Ruach Amarad Agoshem on the first day Pesach by Musaf. By Musaf already we stop saying Mashu Ruach Amarad Agoshem. And in the Brice Rabbi Yehuda says, you mention Shaila, you ask for the same Talamot L'Brochom, the whole Chol HaMoed of Pesach till the end of Pesach. So it's a steer. Elo Oma Ula, Ula says like this, what you have to say is Enochanami Trei Tanoi Alibid Rav Yehuda. Enochanami is Taka Machloikis, there are two different Tanoim Alibid Rav Yehuda. Enochanami, you have to say it's a Machloikis Tanoim. Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah holds that you stop saying the first day Pesach by Musaf, and Enochanami, according to that Svara during Chol HaMoed, you do not say the same Talamot L'Vroch anymore. And that in the Brice of Yudis says, you say the same Talamot L'Vroch during Chol HaMoed Pesach. Of course, he holds you also would say Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshem during Chol HaMoed Pesach. How about that they go together? And that we pass like Yehuda in the Mishnah, that's one way to learn of Yehuda. I in the Brice, it's a different Tana. Rashi says, you trade Tanoi, Chadom Rashi Avra Pesach, Shoyalin, that you say the same Talamot. Kol Shechein Shemaskir, and according to that Svara, for sure you're going to say Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshem. The Chadama one says no, Shailo Ada Pesach. The Askora, Shiyochel Aske Beyond the Maske Beyond the Rishon, Shapesach. Betvilas Yoitze. Right. Rav Yosef Omer, Rav Yosef wants to say another Teretz. Rav Yosef Omer, Mayat Shiavra Pesach. You know what Rav Yehuda means in the Braisa? That you keep on saying Shailo, keep on asking, until Pesach goes away. It means that Shiyavo Shliachziva Rishon, Hayorid Beyond the Rishon, Shapesach. That's what it means. It means till the Shliach Tzibur that finished davening Shachris goes away. So then there's no steer to the Mishnah. And the Chanami, all you mention is it the first day Pesach. The one that's davening Shachris, we mention Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshem. But when he goes away from the table, when he finishes davening, that's when we stop saying Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshem. Mamash, like the Yehuda says in the Mishnah, that we stop saying Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshem after Shachris on the first day Pesach. But the Gemara Omalei Abaya, Shaila B'yomtev Mi'ika, how could that be? Rav Yehuda Nebraisa says that Shoyalin, there the question is, until how long do we say the same Talamot L'Brocha? Until how long are we Shoyal? Do we ask for Geshem? So on Yomtev we don't ask for Geshem. On Yomtev we don't say Baruch Aleinu. So how could you say that Rav Yehuda Nebraisa is saying like this? Do you know how long we keep on after asking for the same Talamot L'Brocha? Until the first day Pesach, after the one that says Shachris goes away. Mashmi is telling me that during Shachris, you say the same Talamot L'Vrocha. And we know we don't do that. On Yontif, we don't daven Baruch Aleinu. So you can't say Ad Shiyavru means after the first day goes by. For sure it has to mean until the whole Pesach goes by. So what he meant to say is during Chol HaMoed Pesach. During Chol HaMoed, when we daven at Tefillah Shel Chol, then he holds a Yudin Nebraisa that we mention the same Talamot L'Vrocha until the end of Pesach. So, Mela, your teretz is not a good teretz. That's what Abaya is saying. Omalei Abaya. Shaila b'yontif mi'ika. Do we ask the same Talamot L'Vrocha on Yontif? Omalei, so he answered back in yes. I'll tell you, Shoyo Meturgimin. So Meturgimin, the one that gives a drosha on Yontif, he has the right to say a bracha also. And he's going to say the bracha, the same Talamot, the punct in the middle of the drosha, he's going to say it. So Drashi, Omalei in, Shaila de Meturgimin. Vidrosha Shudurish Oimer Brocha Shayla Levada. So Santa Mesa. Vishasta Rav gives a drosha on the first day of Pesach, he's going to say the same Talamat Lebrocha, and he'll say a Brocha around it also. So that's what Rav Yehuda and the Braisa meant to say. That when the Rav gives the drosha in the morning, Pesach in the morning, he's going to say the same Talamat Lebrocha. And after that, he's not going to do it anymore. So the Gemara says back, V'chi meturgumen shoyel dovish and tzorach letzibur, how could that be? Even if you want to say v'aisa, the turgumen, the one that gives the drosha in the middle of the day, he has the right to say brochas, but of course he'll only say a brocha that the tzibur needs. He'll only say a brocha that's mamish necessary for the tzibur. So now we're talking about now during Pesach, it's after the raining season already right now, Havad is not a tzorach for them to have rain right now during Pesach. So Vada, it makes no sense at all that the Meturgamim should make this bracha during the drasha on the first day of Pesach. So therefore, you don't have any terrors, what you're saying. Vada, when the Yehuda and the Braisa said, Ad sheyavru haPesach, did not mean when the first day goes by, but Vada meant when the whole Chag haPesach went by. So if that's what he meant, it's a stira in the Mishnah to the Braisa. So the Gemara answered, Enechanami, Elo ma'achvarta kadula. You have to go back to Ulis Teres and say, it is a stira, and there's two Tanoim. The Tan of our Mishnah is one Reb Yehuda, he taka holds like we do lalocha, we stop saying Mashiach Ruchim Ranagoshim the first day Pesach after Shachris. And then Echlamu, we don't say Mashiach Ruchim Ranagoshim, Meratol, we don't say either during Cholomoyd either. We stop everything the first day Pesach after Shachris. In the Mishnah, Rav Rama Rava says, "Mayat Shiavra Pesach." You know what? Reb Yehuda in the Braisa, when he meant to say that Shiloh, we keep on asking for the same Talamot Levrocha at Shiavra Pesach. You know what that means? At Shiavor Zman Shchitas Pesach, until the Zman of Shchitas Pesach goes away. That's what he meant to say. Ukitchilosoi kein soifoi enachnami matchilosoi maski rafa pishen neshoyom. What it means to say like this, Ashiavra Pesach means until Erev Pesach goes away, until the Zman Shchitas Pesach goes away. In other words, on Erev Pesach, that's the last day we say the last day we have the Shaila that we ask for Geshem the same Talamot Levrocha, that's on Erev Pesach. Enechnami. By the first day of Pesach, we don't say it anymore. And Rashi says, Ad sheyavor zman shchitas Pesach. That means, chatzais yoyim diyab osar. After chatzais of Erev Pesach, we don't see anymore the same talamot lebrocha. Ad sheyavor chatzais dayno kol tfilos yoyter. Vashmini Rav Yehuda, te bemincha, te yarvei psochim. This is the chiddush. On mincha, Erev Pesach. Af agav de matzlin and tfilas choyal, even though we say a regular weekday davening, we say baruch aleinu ma'asikin, we talk a stop then saying the same talamot lebracha v'lo yoyme the same talamot the af agav de makarinon ad lamocha b'musafim paisik hashayla, even though we first stop saying mashav ruach merda goshem first tomorrow the first day Pesach by Musaf by Shachwitz, we still say it. Of a betzvilas mincha shel erev yomtiv harishon v'yaskara shiyochal askir v'yomtiv maskir atzilas musaf shel yomtiv rishon. But that year, the mashav ruachem arna goshem, we keep on saying it, even though you already stopped saying the same talamot lebrochin baruch aleinu. Hey son, mincha erev pesach he holds, you don't say anymore the same talamot lebrochin. But I call upon the askara to say mashav ruachem arna goshem, that you still say that mincha erev pesach. Marav you say it, Shachris you still say it, only the first day Musaf, that's when we stop saying it. And this the Gemara says, Ukitchilosoi kein soifer. Just like at the beginning by Sukkis, when we start saying Mashav Rukhamar Nagoshim, the same way when we end off. What does that mean? Matchilosoi, Maskir, Afo Pishenishoyol. Just like when do we start saying Mashav Rukhamar Nagoshim? We start saying it on Shmini Atzeres. On Shmini Atzeres, when you daven Musaf, that's the first time we start saying Mashav Ruchem Ranagoshem. Now on Yom Tif, we don't say Tefillah Shacharil, we don't say Baruch Aleinu. So we don't start saying yet the same Talamot Levrocha. We first start saying the same Talamot Levrocha the next day, Isru Chag. So it comes out when we start saying Mashav Ruchem Ranagoshem, we say the Haskorah of Mashav Ruchem Ranagoshem before we really start saying the Bakosha of Shailah of the same Talamot Levrocha.
Because on Shemini Atzeres we say Masher Ruchem Aragoshim by Musav and Mincharedi, and even though we don't have a Tefilas Chayil, Hu Adin Soifloi. At the end, that means the last day, Erev Pesach, the Mincha of Erev Pesach, we already stop saying the same Talamot Lebrocha. There's no more Shiloh. But Askara we do have. And just like the beginning, we have a Masher Ruchem Aragoshim without the Shiloh of the same Talamot Lebrocha, the same way at the end also. That on Mincha Erev Pesach, on Marav, the first night of Pesach, and Shachris, the first day of Pesach, even though we do say Mash of Ruach HaMar Nagoshim, but the same Talmud of Ruach, that we don't say. So, that's the way it comes out. Then there's no stira from the Brice of Reb Yudah to the Mishnah of Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah in the Mishnah Taka says that when do you stop saying Mash of Ruach on the first day of Pesach after Shachris, the Brice says Achiyavra Pesach means the same thing. It means after Erev Pesach, after the Korban, the Zman of Korban Pesach goes. Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back to him, no. Bishleim at Chilosa, Bishleim at the beginning by Sukkis, Maskir. There's a good Indian on Shemini Atzeres. Even though Shemini Atzeres, we don't start saying it the same Talamot Levrocha, we don't start asking yet for Geshem, but we start being Maskir. We just feel like a Shvach, we praise Hashem that He gives us rain. That I could understand. We should start saying Masher Ruchem Aragoshem. Why? Because Haskara Nami Ritzui. Because the Haskara remembering it also makes Hashem want to give us the rain. So Nela Ritzu Shailahi. It's a Ritzu. It's going to help Hashem want to give us the rain. So after Yom Tov, after Sukkis, when we start saying the same Talamotel Rochom, Hashem is going to listen to us and give us the rain because we started to mention it already before on the first on Shemini Atzeres. So you understand what this purpose of mentioning Masher Ruach Marana Goshem is, even though we're not asking yet for Geshem, because it's called a Ritzi. If we start to mention to praise Hashem, that's going to make Hashem give us the rain. Ela Seifa, but this is shared to me at the end though. Ma Ritzi Shailika. But at the end, if you're telling me now that even on Erev Pesach, you already stopped saying this same Talamot Levrochom, you stopped davening for Geshem. In other words, there's no purpose to have Geshem then. So if so, why do we talk and say Masher Ruchem Aragoshem? Ma Ritzu Shailika. What's the purpose of making the Ritzu even? Why should we even mention it? There's no purpose of mentioning it even. Since we're not asking for Geshem right now, so Mashma, it's not a time to have rain right now. So it's not a time to have rain. Why should we even mention Masher Ruach HaMar Nagoshim? Simel Yoteret is also Shver. If you're going to tell me that you stop saying the same Tal Motel of Rocha on Erev Pesach by Mincha, so the Svara should be you should also stop saying then Masher Ruach HaMar Nagoshim also you should stop saying. So, and we know not like that. We have Yehuda in the Mishnah says, when do we stop saying Masher Ruach? Only Pesach after Shachris. So the Kitzur, there has to still be a Stira, the Braisa to the Mishnah. So what's the Nechanami? Elo Machvata Kedula. Well, we have to answer the way Ula's Teres, the way we said before, that there's a Machlekes Taka, the Mishnah, and the Braisa. There are two different Tanoim. And Nechanami, Rabbi Yehuda now, Mishnah says, you start. You're on Pesach, the first day on Shachris, you still say Masher Ruach. And you stop by Musaf. And then the Breiser of Yehuda argues and says, not like that. There he says, throughout the whole Pesach, you still say the same Talmud Levrocha, and you still say Masher Ruach HaMar Nagoshim. And Echnami, you have to say there's a theory here. Now, Omer Rab Asi, Omer Rab Yechanin, Halacha Kri Rab Yehuda. The Halacha is the way we do like Rab Yehuda in the Mishnah. That on the first day Pesach, after Shachris, that's when we stop saying Masher Ruach. And when do we start saying Masher Ruach? On Shemini Atzeres Musaf. Oh, Malay Reb Zeir Reb Asi, it's Reb Zeir Sefer Reb Asi. Oh, Miyom Reb Yechon Hochi, is it true that Reb Yechon really said like this? For Yotznan, we learned like this. Bishloisha b'macheshvan, the third day of Macheshvan, that's the next Chodesh after Tishrei, the third day of Macheshvan, Shoyle Mesek Yishomim. That's the time when we start asking for rain. That's when we first start saying the same Talamot Lebrocha. We have the Gamliel Leima b'Shivaboy. You first start asking on the seventh day of Macheshvan. The Yomari Ablezer said, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. The Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? That since we first start asking Shoilim, we first start asking for the same Talamot Levrocha on Zayin Macheshvan, Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, on the seventh day of Macheshvan, so about the Svar is we don't start asking either the Askara, we don't start saying Masher Ruach HaMar Nagoshim either until Zayin Macheshvan. So how could Rabbi Yechanan say, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that we start saying it on Shemini Atzeres? No. we shouldn't start saying it until way later, until Zayin Macheshvan. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Marin says, first of all, Amalei, he answered back, Gavra, Gavra, Karamis, like what's the Bikasha here? What does Reb Lez have to do with Reb Yechanan? Reb Lez attack a Paschal like Reb Gamliel, in Echnami. According to Reb Lez attack, when do you start saying Saint Talamot Levrocha on Zayin Macheshvan? In Echnami, maybe you'd first start saying also Mashavruch Maragoshim on Zayin Macheshvan. But Reb Yechanan before said he Paschal like Reb Yehuda. So what's the Kasha? Reb Lez Paschal like Reb Gamliel, but Reb Yechanan could argue. What does one got to do with the other? Rabbi Yechon holds a loch of Reb Yehuda, and Reb Lez holds a loch of Reb Gamliel, so there's no stira. That's one teretz. He boy is same, another teretz is, like Kasha Mechlav, there's no stira here. Kan l'shoyel, kan l'haskir. Then our Mishnah is talking about, when do we start maskir, when do we start saying Mashavruch Maragoshim? We start saying Mashavruch Maragoshim, Takan Shemini Yatzeres by Musaf. But when do we first start saying Mash, we say in Talmud L'vrochon? That's Taka later on. And Eretz Yisrael Taka, they start saying the Taka Zayim Acheshron. Chutzlarts, we say it later, we say it 60 days later. But I call upon them there, Tisrael Taka, they start saying a Taka on Zayin Macheshram. You say, oh, Saint Talamot Lebrocha. So there's no stira. Shiloh, to start saying Mashavruch Maragoshim, like to make a ritzu that Hashem to start liking us and giving us rain, we start saying Hashemini Yatzeres. But Lamaisa, when is the time that the rain should really start coming down? Or we'll soon see why we wait until Zayin Macheshram. That's when we first really ask the rain should come down. We'll soon see why. After the Mara Aiva, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said that the Mokim Sheshoyo Maskir, Rabbi Yechon said no, that whenever you start saying the same Talamot Levrocha, that's the time you maskir also. So then we have a stira then. You can't say we first start saying the same Talamot Levrocha on Zayin Macheshvan. So how could Rabbi Yechon say we start saying the Askara, Mashavuch Maragoshim, on Shemini Atzeres? Rabbi Yechon said you do both together. And the Gemara Hulat Sokitma. Rabbi Yechon, they just meant when they stop. Whenever we stop saying Mashruch Maragoshim, like the first day Pesach, that's when we also stop saying the same Talamot Lebrocha. Fred Gemara Nova, Amr Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said, Hischo Lahaskir Maschol Lisho. The same time you start saying Mashruch Maragoshim, that's on Shemini Atzeres, right after Shemini Atzeres is Maschol Lisho. Right away you start saying the same Talamot Lebrocha. Posak Melishoel, on the first day Pesach, when we stop saying Mashavruch, we stop saying the same Talamot Lebrocha, is Poisek Mohaskir. We also stop saying Mashavruch Maragoshim. So who is a stira here? How could Rabbi Yechanan say, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda? And if you want to say the halacha is that we first start saying Mashavruch, the same Talamot Lebrocha, we first start saying on Zayim Acheshvan, it's a stira. Rabbi Yechanan says we do the same thing. The Askora and the Shalah is always together. So how could you say the Askora of the same Mashavruch Maragoshim, we start on Shemini Atzeres, and Shaila, what we ask for the same Talamot Levrocha, that we first start saying on Zayim Acheshvan Tzatzira. So Gemara says like this, El Lakasha, I tell you, Holon V'Olu, one is B'nai Bovil, and one is B'nai Eretz Yisrael. That's the difference. Yeah. So Rashi says like this, Holon V'Olu, L'B'nai Bovil, the people living in Bovil, Sheyesh Lanu Tfuah, U'Peris Basoda, they have their Peris outside in the fields, Kol Tishrei ain't maskirin. We don't want the rain to start coming down during Tishrei. At Shiva v'Macheshvan, we want to wait until Zayin Macheshvan, because that's when they'll bring already the two into the house. V'sham Sherlim, then we start asking the same Talamot Lebrocha. K'diyam Rav Yechnen, Maskul l'haskim, Maskul l'shoyl. So in B'nai Bobo Taka, they don't even start saying Mashav Ruch Maragoshim until Zayin Macheshvan, because they don't want the rain to start coming down until Zayin Macheshvan. Ama v'holahu, that the Rav Yechanan said we pass like Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah, that's going to live near Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi, the Koytzrim ben Nisan, they cut down their wheat on Nisan. The Yosem and Tishrei, they collect it and bring it into the house in Tishrei already. His Mela Maskirim b'yom tov acharon, Rav Yehuda. We take a start saying on Shemini Atzeres, Mashav Ruach Maragoshim. And right after Shemini Atzeres, the next night, we start saying the same Talamot Levracha. We take a make the Makosha right away. So Mela, there's no stira. We have Yechon Taka holds one is totally in the other, and in Eretz Yisrael Taka, right after Shemini Atzeres, you start saying the same Talamot Levrocha, it's together. That the Halacha is like a Gamliel, we wait till Zayin Macheshvan, that's only in B'nai Bovel. For the Gemara, no. Ma'ish no l'lidan. How come the people in Bovel, we wait? The Yislan Peri, B'davram, because they have their fruits out in the fields. So we don't ask for rain yet, we don't want the rain to ruin the Peris in the fields. The Tunami. For us also, people in Eretz Yisrael also, we should not daven for rain right after Shemini Atzeres. Why? Islu Wale Regolim. We have all the Yidin that came up on Sukkot to be Eile Regel. They came to Yerushalayim, and after Sukkot they start to go home. So how could we start davening right after Shemini Atzeres, Moitzoy Shemini Atzeres, and start saying, V'sein Talamot Levracha. We're going to start davening for Geshem. No, we should have Rachmanos and the people that have to travel home, and we should not ask for Geshem yet. So even in Eretz Yisrael also, like Lamaisa, like now, they do not ask for Geshem right after Shemini Atzeres. So we're going to say like this. Ki kamer Rabbi Yechanan bizman shei beis mitzvah kayim. Ein hachanami. Bizman, there's no beis mitzvah, there's no mitzvah on the regal. Then Rabbi Yechanan said that right after Shemini Atzeres, you start to start asking for Geshem in Eretz Yisrael. That's when the loch is like Rabbi Yehuda. We start saying Mashi Ruach Marei Goshem on Shemini Atzeres, and we start asking also for rain right after Mitzvah Shemini Atzeres. We start saying the same Talamot Lebracha. Of in Eretz Yisrael, when they had the Beis Hamikdash, that there was a mitzvah by the regal and a chanami there in Eretz Yisrael that didn't ask for Geshem until Zayim Acheshvan. The Mor says, Hasta the Ashloch, he wants to come onto this Teretz, I'll tell you like this, even the first Tira. Ho, behold, did who? Both are talking about Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Volei Kasha, Kan Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim. When do we say we wait to ask for rain until Zayin Macheshvan? That's Bizman, is the Beis Hamikdash, is the mitzvah of El Regel. We want you to wait to El Regel. We want the people to go home first. So we don't ask for rain until after Zayin Macheshvan. Kan Bizman, Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim. Mashenke Bizman is that there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no people going El Regel. Then we start asking for rain on Eretz Yisrael right after Sukkot. So tomorrow, that's the Teretz Rabbi Yechon. By the Vianan, Fretik Gemara, new Kasha now. Vianan, people living in Chutz Loretz. That keeps 2 days Yom Tov, like here in America. The East lunch, Rayyim, we have 2 days Shemini Atzeres. We have a Shemini Atzeres and a Simchas Yom Tov. Heichi Avdinan, when do we start saying Mashav Ruach Merda Goshem? How do we do it? Omar Rav says like this, Maske B'Musafim, true, when our Shemini Atzeres, the first day, Shachris, we don't, but Musaf, we already mentioned Mashav Ruach Merda Goshem. Upoisik, right after that, we stop saying again, B'Mincha Arvis V'Shachris. The mincha of Shemini Atzeres, the arvus of Simchas Torah, and the shakot of Simchas Torah, we don't say Mashav Ruach Merda Goshem. Because it's doubtful. Maybe Shemini Atzeres really is only the seventh day. So maybe really we only have to first start saying Mashav Ruach Merda Goshem on Simchas Torah. So therefore, after we started on Musaf Shemini Atzeres, we stop mincha, amarev, and shakot and don't say it. V'chayzev v'masafim. Then when we dive in Musaf on Simchas Torah, we again say Mashav Ruach Merda Goshem. That's what he wanted to say. That's what Rav wanted to say. Omelu Shmuel, Shmuel said not like that. Puku v'yomlu liyaba, go tell your father like this. It's not a svara. That acha shasisva kodesh, tasel choyl. Like once Shemini Atzeres by Musaf, you already started to say Mashav Ruach Merda Goshem, like you know that today is the eighth day. Today is Shemini Atzeres, you know that it's kodesh. That's why you said Mashav Ruach Merda Goshem. How could you stop saying it by mincha? You can't make the rest of the day choyl, as if to say no. By mincha today is not Shemini Atzeres. Maybe today is only a Shana Rabba. Since by Musaf you're ready knowing as if it's Yom Tov, you can't now make it Chol. So Amalu Shmuel. So Shmuel said like this: Tulki v'yom le'liyaba. And then it was the Kashi Achash Shesisa Kodesh that said a Chol. Elo Amal Shmuel. Shmuel said the lach is like this: Maske b'Musafim. True. On the first day Shemini Atzeres, we start saying by Musaf Mashu Ruchem Aragoshim. Over Mincha, and Mincha we also have to say it. Since Mincha is Mincha Shemini Atzeres, and we made the beginning of Shemini Atzeres already like Kodesh, that's like a Shemini Atzeres. So the whole Shemini Atzeres you have to say Mashav Ruach Merda Goshem by Musaf and by Mincha. Oh, but now when you daven Marif for Simchas Torah, or Poisek Arvus for Shachris. Now when you come to Simchas Torah, what's the suffix of Simchas Torah? Maybe Simchas Torah is really only the eighth day. Really, that's the Shemini Atzeres. So on the Tzad, that's the real Shemini Atzeres. Then by the Marif of Simchas Torah and the Shachris of Simchas Torah, you don't say Mashav Ruach Merda Goshem. But when you come to daven Musaf on Simchas Torah, that's when you again mention Mashav Ruach Merda Goshem. That's what Shmuel held. Rav Amar, Rav says no, like we do. Havad Rav Svar is